Hi, my name is Suzanne. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control and anger. Hey, y'all. Before coming to Regen, my life appeared to be pretty good on the surface. I was married, well-educated, had a steady job, and was an all-around pretty responsible, functioning adult. It even looked like I was trying to walk with the Lord in terms of the time spent attending church, participating in community group, studying the Bible, and serving. I was in control, and everything was going according to plan, or so it seemed. In reality, I was checking off boxes and didn't fully grasp that all of this was not how I was called to walk with the Lord. Then I met the man who would eventually become my husband. We had a fast courtship, engagement, attended Merge, Watermark's pre-married ministry, and then marriage, all in less than a year. The first 3 years of marriage were a continuous struggle. We were both succumbing to our sin struggles without the aid of community or others to redirect us to Christ. I felt alone, isolated. There was no place to turn for help. In my struggle to control the image of our marriage and him, I would become a person I no longer recognized. Who is this monster spewing out such angry and hateful things? Harm, damage, words I can never take back. I believed my angry responses could somehow change him and our situation, but I would later see just how wrong I was. The arguments, constant struggling, finally came to a point where divorce was a daily consideration when I realized I couldn't change him. Being stuck in this endless, miserable cycle of control, anger, and sadness was too much to bear. I was literally living out Proverbs 26:11, which says, "Like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly." So at my rock bottom, last-ditch attempt at trying to control my marriage, I walked into Regen on a Monday night in 2015. While I asked my husband to attend with me that evening, I quickly realized maybe God meant this whole process for me. Wouldn't you know, Proverbs 16:9 says, "The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." So there I was, admitting on a weekly basis, I am recovering from control and anger. It was rough, feeling like a failure week after week, wondering if I could ever change. Facing the damage caused by trying to control my marriage and husband filled me with guilt and shame. Who really wants to come in admitting their very worst offenses that one hopes will never see the light of day? Yet, it was during this time in Regen when I decided to fully surrender my life to Jesus and trust in him to be my Savior and the Lord of my life. For the first time, I experienced the freedom in Christ and the unconditional love that comes from him and his goodness, not the shackles I had put on myself trying to control every little thing. Trusting in him became a daily process, which also meant trusting him with the great and small things, including limiting conversations with my husband. If I couldn't say anything gently or nicely in order to prevent any further harm, then I didn't say much at all. This was a shock at the time, considering how much I talk. Just ask my husband or my co-leader. Inventory turned out to be way different than I had imagined. Did I mention there were things I thought I would take to the grave concerning myself and my marriage? Well, God had other plans, and I ended up bearing my soul to my mentor over the course of an entire day. She gently reminded me Psalms 103:12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us, and he remembers my sins no more." The Lord used inventory, confession, in repentance to reveal my attempts to control were really a lack of trust in him. I gained understanding towards my past and current pain, the idols I had, and the sin patterns that developed as a response to coping with my situation. The Lord softened my heart during these steps and changed my perspective on my life, my marriage, and my husband. You know how Romans 7:18 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is my flesh. for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. That's how I felt when it came time for me to follow, forgive, and to do amends. I thought, Lord, I can't do this. I'm scared. But Psalm 37:5 says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. He gave me the courage to follow him in obedience in this step by giving me the words to communicate with my husband as I asked for forgiveness for how I treated him during the course of our marriage, and the chance to make amends, working towards full reconciliation and restoration too. Working through the last three steps showed me that this journey following after Christ was just the beginning. Each day since commencing from Regen has been an opportunity to continue drawing nearer to him through study of his word, being held accountable by the community of women who have been brought into my life, and continuously being molded into who he wants me to be instead of being defined by my mistakes in the darkest moments of my life. He has helped me to recognize more quickly when I am trying to control, to be quicker to apologize, and ask for forgiveness when anger bubbles to the surface. I may struggle at times, but I am no longer defined by my mistakes and shortcomings because it's through his strength and power that I can turn away from my sin and turn towards loving others well. I wish I could say that after Regen was over, all my problems were solved. The truth is that I was exhausted and tried claiming a permanent sabbatical from God because I had honestly planned never to come back after it was over. But he had other plans. He gently nudged me with this, you need to go back and serve thought that just wouldn't go away. I even asked my Regen groupmate to pray for me about it. Wouldn't you know, God was nudging her too. So together, we volunteered as groundwork leaders and then decided to make the leap to being step group leaders, where it is a privilege to walk alongside these awesome group of women. Witnessing them walk in recovery and his amazing grace in our lives gives me hope. He has restored my marriage to a place I never thought possible and continues to work on me as I pursue him daily as the Lord of my life. If you had asked me 3 years ago when I finished Regen if I would be giving my testimony now, I would fully confess that I think God might have made a mistake. Maybe he had a momentary lapse. I know better than to ask to be used because that's like praying to ask God to give you patience. How could God possibly use any of this mess to help others? But I was wrong. He has used this broken life for his purpose. If this is your first night at Regen, welcome. You are not alone, and your attendance here tonight is not an accident. The 12 steps may be some of the most uncomfortable times you'll experience, but God has a way of weaving the good, the bad, and the ugly into a story for his glory if we do not give up. To him be all the glory. My name is Suzanne. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control and anger. Thank you for letting me share my story with you.